Okay, Cosmos. Now, somewhere. What I did in my research for this book very much was to simply turn to the Sanskrit verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and at their word-to-word translations, starting there, then reading the translation, but trying to stick as much as possible to the original Sanskrit words. Then see how they were translated. And from here, I decided to take a critical edition stance, which, as far as I understand, I'm not an academic, means that you can take an authoritative shastra. I mean, I consider Bhaktivedanta Swami my guru, and one should, of course, accept the teachings of the guru as truth. But there's one thing that I heard from one of his disciples, close disciples, was that he told them specifically about this cosmology, planetarium topics. You figure it out. In other words, well, first of all, that's the instruction he gave. He didn't say, I explained it all in my books. Just read them, and that's all there is. He didn't claim to be an expert in that specific topic. His expertise is, of course, when it comes to Bhakti Yoga, so yes, he said, you figure it out, or something to that effect, and therefore, I think it is our, you know, the followers' duty to follow that, which of course is going on. So, Therefore, I am, we have decided, at least for a while, to simply look at the Sanskrit words in each of these verses relating to cosmology. And try to understand those verses myself by using a Sanskrit dictionary, by looking at the translation by Bhaktivedanta Swami and his purport, and also by looking up each word, each Sanskrit word, to understand its meaning from the Veda base, the search engine, and also from SanskritDictionary.com. A wonderful resource that searches in several dictionaries, the most academically common and respectable ones, including the writings of Bhaktivedanta Swami. So, in case you wonder, this is my technique or methodology here. Now, frankly speaking, my impression is that Bhaktivedanta Swami did not put very much time into or effort into getting all those cosmological or astronomical related words exactly right. To do that, he would most probably have to spend some time doing research, just as we do now. And which you have to do unless you have already been educated in this field of knowledge, which it is. Cosmology has its own department in the universities. So anyway, just so you know, for those of you who are followers of him and who may wonder, and I'm doing this not because I think I know better, but because of what I just explained and following his instruction. So sometimes, by doing this, you get a slightly different meaning of certain things. and I just report them honestly and dutifully as I find them. And if you can see that I'm wrong, have misunderstood something or whatever, made a mistake, then please correct me. I will keep this book online, constantly updated, and will seriously and gratefully welcome such corrections from you, dear reader.